And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper, Gooper!
Hello!
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And we've got a bit of a vacuum, haven't we, this week?
A little bit. Yeah,
we've got a bit of a, I would like to say this has been the least any of our listeners have ever got in touch with us ever. So the first half of the show, we may be clutching at straws a bit, but fear not, we've still got fantastic music. And we've also got a word of the week that I'm going to discuss after the first song. This is a still dying special,
okay.
Right, so, which is quite handy, seeing as Punky appears to be dying this week. and here's the first stop. All will be revealed about Still Dying very shortly, but right now, this is the front. The front, Tony, and Snake Oil Salesman. I have a feeling that this week's music is going to be unrelenting.
Cool.
You hear me? Unrelenting.
Unrelenting, yeah.
Speaking of unrelenting, Dr. Slagbury are relentlessly playing underneath us as we speak, thanks for doing such a great job with the beds, Tony.
That's
and
right.
They have new material out as well, which we will be playing in a couple of weeks' time.
Oh, cool.
Just so you know, because I'm ahead of myself on the music, just not on fucking anything else. as will become apparent when I do your MySpace and Facebook things, which I'm about to shortly. What I want to know is, first of all, what is the front's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/thefront.
It is. It's Tony One, Paulie B and the Internet Nil. Now, this track, Tony, I'm going to tell you now, this is all eight this week have come through from Still Dying Media. Now, Still Dying Media have put together, they got in touch and they said, it's Mark, and he said, listen, can you would you maybe consider featuring a couple of our artists on the show? I went, I can do better than that, mate. why don't you put together a CD of all, just like all your artists, one song from each, send it down and we'll do a special. And he did so much more than that, and fair play is still dying media. I'm going to just read it out, because on the very nicely typed up thing featuring 9 bands, 8 of which are on the show this week, that he sent through with photographs and information, he says Still Dying Media offers PR, promotion, gig booking, and in some cases even management to the bands on the Still Dying band roster. In the future, Still Dying Media also hopes to release CDs on the Still Dying Records label. Sample CD for Punky Radio, and that's what it is. This is a sample CD for the Punky Radio podcast, with proper cover, proper everything, with proper Oz on it. He's gone to proper town. Well done, proper bass, proper bow.
Nice. Right?
Yeah, and it's good, because it makes up for the fact that we've got absolutely fuck all MySpace and Facebook comments, so I have nothing to say about them. I will, however, tell you a little bit about the front. I'm going to tell you about each band this week, actually. The front was born out of a ghost town appropriately named Casper, Wyoming, in 1998. And while the Western Plains are rich with aged tales of outlaws and rebellious cowboys, theirs is a current-day story of perseverance in the Wild West, with an exceptional bond to each other and an undying devotion to punk rock and roll. The front has become a serious threat to anyone who stands in their way. Expect nothing less than the crash of 77 style guitars combined with the melodic growls of an aggressive female vocalist from these no hold bars rockers. The front will be touring the UK next May. Information about them. I also like the 77 style guitars, telling you, I didn't notice that you were born in 1977.
I was.
Which was a particularly good year for punk rock. I wonder what happened on the 16th of February 1977. I wonder if a band brought out a single that you should know about.
My birthday. That'd be great.
Yes, that's what I meant to do. Wasn't just plucking a date out of the sky there. Yeah, I think you should do some research into your own birthday. See if there was a punk song in the charts, or if one was just released on the 16th of Feb 1977, because I bet there was.
I bet
it was a good one.
Good year.
There you go, Tone. You could have some punk rock history in your bones, and you didn't even know. I told you we'd be able to talk our way through having nothing this week.
Handy.
Yeah, it is handy. So yeah, basically I do like it if you're on MySpace, and hopefully most of the bands that are on this week's show we will have added in time to get them into our MySpace top friends. MySpace.com/punkyradio. Please do leave us a comment. Same thing goes for Facebook. It's groups.to/punky, isn't it? I think.
Yeah,
is it Punky or Punky Radio? Groups.to/punky, I think. And please do leave a comment on that. I know more of you are on Facebook than on MySpace now. Just, if you leave us comments, we read them out. We know you're listening to the show, so why don't you let us know what you like, what you don't like, etc., etc., and do some randomness. For example, word of the week. And I do have a word of the week right here, Tony. This has come through from one of the listeners who gets in touch every week, Murphy the Yeti. I'm not happy with it. He says, Goopa Goopa. I got it right this time, Paul. None of that Goppa Goppa nonsense anymore. Thank you, Murphy. Paul, I have a word of the week. It is cock socket. As you may well guess, it's another word for a vagina twat, clunge toppy, cunt, axe wound, Peter Andre, gash, you get the idea. A poog, a poog, Murphy the Yeti. Yeah, but the whole point of word of the week, we might as well explain the features this week, Tony. The whole point of word of the week is that we want to have phrases that you can say in front of your mum and dad that they don't realise are swearing. And I think having cock in this word of the week somehow goes against that. I can't see one of our younger listeners being able to walk up to their mum or dad and calling them a cock socket and not getting in trouble for it.
That is true. It's alternatives.
Yes, it's alternative to swearing rather than swearing it. So thank you very much, Murphy, for the contribution. But no, we're not having it. So we haven't got a word of the week either. How fucking great. So we've got no word of the week, no MySpace comments, no Facebook comments, no nothing. All we've got is this brilliant Still Dying sample CD and a lovely bit of Still Dying information in the shape of a press pack, which I will be talking more about during the show. So as it goes, Tone, unless you've got anything that you want to add here, I'm going to get on with the next song.
Yep, get on with it, that's fine.
In that case then, what I want to know is, Tony, this is going to be Blitzkrieg very shortly. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Blitzkrieg's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Blitzkrieg.
No, MySpace.com/Blitzkrieg Punks. You got lucky with the first one, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
It's Paulie B and the Internet one, Tony one. This is another one from the brilliant Still Dying sample CD that they did for me. This is TNT.
bitch. Tintin in your face, bitch. Tintin in your face, bitch.
So that was TNT, Tony. Do you like that?
It's very nice.
Everything rocks this week, mate.
Yeah.
I'll tell you a little bit about Blitzkrieg. I'm going to do this with each band, as you say. They originally formed in 1979 and were signed to No Future Records. The Blitzkrieg of 2009 is a carefully blended mixture of girls' school guitarist and starlet Jax Chambers. Add to this the controlled madness of Tom Tom's drums and the relentless rhythm guitar of Mick No Phone. And last but not least, original member Chris Hynes, not Chrissy Hynes. And you have a band that delivers punk rock revolution at its finest, as I'm sure you will agree there. Do make sure that you check them out, and I will mention the Still Dying website. Now, go to stilldying.com, stilldying.com, or myspace.com/stilldyinguk, and they will be your one-stop shop to all the bands on this week's show. That was a bit smooth, wasn't it? So, you got any podcasts, Andy?
I do.
Fucking hell, we've got something then.
Exactly. It's the only thing I've got. But thank you all for your vote so far.
Tony, why don't you take a breath and say that?
Thank you all for your votes in August. It's now September the 1st, as we're recording.
Today is the 1st of September! I say that every year, don't I?
Yeah.
I do that. You get another fetus song. Pinch and a punch for the 1st of the month.
So please do vote for us now, if you haven't voted so far this month, and let's face it, you probably haven't. So do vote for us. Easiest way is go to Punk
Radio. So you've done fuck all else, why would you have done that?
Exactly. It's punkradio.com. At the top of the screen is an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject in a comment if you so wish, because I read them out. And I like reading them out because it gives me something to do in weeks when we don't have anything at all. Thank you. A vote for Punky. Should really do this more often, but as I'm off work till September, like the little sods I teach, plenty of free time. Punky, a dose of insanity in an insane world. Adrian,
free time.
Thank you very much, and thank you for coming to my gig.
Oh, he did go, did he?
He did. Yeah.
Did you have a chat with him?
No, he didn't. I didn't actually know it was him till he left and emailed me the next day. So,
you're a funny lot up there.
Yeah, we don't like
company.
People from Nottingham coming to Mansfield, they always tend to get a little bit scared, a little bit paranoid.
They get a little bit edgy.
Yeah. Too far out.
With good fucking reason.
Punky for victory. A vote for Punky is a vote for life. That's from Mark. Fair enough. Thank you very much.
I wonder if that's Mark from Still Dying.
Could be. M-A-R-C.
No, it's not then.
Oh, okay.
me, okay. Because that would be interesting if you said it's a vote for life while he's running still dying media.
Yeah.
Unless, of course, they're talking about hair.
Legends, this is the best podcast that I have ever found. They are both ridiculously funny and they play fantastic music. This isn't just any podcast, this is the podcast from Christopher Till. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chris. I am starting to suspect one or two of our listeners are listening to some other show, though. And just think it's funky.
Is Super Gatto still going? I might have been checked.
I don't know.
It's wonderful.
Well, he hasn't whined at us in a while, has he?
That is true. We've not heard from him in ages. Punky is still the funniest part of my week. Thanks for another
week. Get a life!
Thanks for another week of laughs and bands. Keep it up, smacktards. As tempting as it sounds, I'll have to pass on Tony nibbling on my bits. But I wouldn't like a soundbite of Tony cranking up his new amp. Does it go to 11? Thanks in advance, Manny the Greek. I'm sure that means you would like a soundbite of my amp because it's nice. We can't have one.
Yes.
Thank you for the vote.
Yeah, thank you very much indeed. And what was I going to add to that then, Tone? Can you read the second half of that comment out again?
I had to pass on Terry nibbling on my bits.
Oh, yeah. Just in case people didn't get that. It's that when I send out the reminder to people to vote on our Facebook page and through our MySpace in the shape of bulletin blogs, I always say, if you don't vote, something will happen. And it normally involves you. So I must have threatened them with you nipping on their bits.
That's fair enough. Get them to vote, it's fine.
I guess a few too, the rest are waiting for you to come around.
Everyone's a winner. Vote for Punky. Always listening.
Always listening.
And finally, August vote.
Who is that from, Jim?
Mark.
Thank you. Oh, and
the Mark.
That's... It's Mark Crazy.
Yeah. The Mark Special. Possibly. No, maybe not.
No, he's still died.
Yeah.
Which is obviously done by Mark.
Yeah. Now then, twats. I've had to fake my own death just to catch up on the backlog of Punky podcasts, but I did get time to vote for you. My favourite track of last month was, of course, I'm a Pom That Doesn't Like Oz by the talented Mr. Paul B. Edwards, Paul B.'s last CD, Side 1, Track 2. Right, mustache, have some boys come over for a pyjama party. Now where did I put my Vaseline? Shamon, Michael Jackson, deceased, you ain't seen me right. And that is from Michael Jackson, there you go.
He's got good taste.
Yeah, apparently so.
He's got a very good taste. I thought he probably would be a big fan of my CD.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good that.
Yeah, that's it for podcast.
Thanks very much, Michael. It's nice to know that we have dead celebrity listeners.
Not emailing.
Let's face it, he did manage to vote.
That is true.
Let's face it, most of the listeners that are alive have failed to do anything this week, and we've got a response from a dead one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Loaded 44. that was Loaded 44, Tony, and the reason I didn't introduce the track as I would normally do before that was because it was called Say Nothing. See what I did there? What I want to know is, what is Loaded 44's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Loaded44.
No, MySpace.com/Loaded44UK, and it's the number 44. I told you, man, you got lucky with the first one. I'm going to tell you a little bit about Loaded 44, who are being pushed by Still Dying. After a rough couple of years due to one thing and another, Loaded 44 are finally a new lineup consisting of Becky vocals, formerly of the Creepers, Dave guitars, Loaded 44 in the past 10 years, Steve bass guitars and vocals with Holy Bracket and Hi-Fi Spitfire, so you'll be hearing from later in the show. Nelly drums is also in the Lurkers and Hi-Fi Spitfires. The band currently have 2 CDs available from their MySpace page. What I like about these write-ups that Mark's done is they're pretty brief and they're not bullshitty. You know, we get the odd bullshit one.
Yeah,
they're good and accurate, and they do it. I'm impressed with Still Dying. Basically, I'm not impressed with the fact that I didn't tell you who the Beds were in the last section. It was, of course, the Chup Tups. Thank you for your excellent work with the Beds, Tony.
That's
you
right.
Now listen to the Cemetery Surfers. Jeff Ugly Shoes with the Giant Cut. We should put Jeff Ugly Shoes in touch with Russ, because they've both got enormous cocks.
Really?
Yes.
Didn't know you got to know Jeff that well.
I didn't, but he's got some porn history.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I haven't watched any of it.
No.
Just told me about it.
Right.
Well, I was uncomfortable in his presence when I found out. I was found out, like, of course, I'll be honest with you. He was getting me pissed on Jay Daniels. And, this might not end well. But I didn't wake up sore, so either he didn't do anything or I've just got a massive ring piece. Right. So, what we'd like to do here is a twat.
Yes.
So, Tony, I asked the question, have you got a twat?
No. No. Nothing. Nothing. No twat. Zip. It's dry. Not be happy about it. I failed to believe that no one out there has a twat to nominate. You must all just be on holiday or something, so please do email me.
Or happy in your life.
Happy in your life, and everyone's happy, and everyone you know is lovely. Doubtful. So, come on, email me. It's dry for 2 weeks now. It's like a desert. Lots
it
of
is,
sand.
It's like a... Mind the gash.
Yeah.
Mind the gash.
So
how do you want people to email you, Tony?
Email me, tony@punkradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple, and please do email me, and every email gets a response. And they use them all as well. So,
and it is unusual, though, because that's the one thing we do normally get every week, isn't it? A twat.
Yeah.
So quite clearly a lot of you are just doing other things. So if you've been listening for a while but you've never contributed to the show before, now's an excellent chance to. Because right now we are running low on people sending you stuff and features. So if you've got something you want to do, and that's not just for is a track that goes for all the other things with Comedy Suburbs and Poetry Corner and Judgmental and all manner of things. I know I'm as guilty as anyone else because I still haven't got a fucking podcast to review for the new feature. I mean, I haven't even done a feature myself.
Oh, right.
Let's face it, this week we're all clearly a bit bored, but hopefully the music is making up for that, because it is rather magnificent. Speaking of the music, is there anything else? So have you got a gig guide?
No,
right, well, we'll talk
no
about that.
No gig guides. So,
there's no nothing. No people.
Nothing.
Sorry, I just did a little bit of something from The Cure's fabulous album there. Which I think that song's on Three Imaginary Boys. It is, because it's the line from Three Imaginary Boys. That would be the clue. Yeah. Oh, goodness sake. Oh, no, it's not. It's from Grinding Halt, which also fits this show. Everything is coming to a grinding halt. Do you know that song, Tony?
No.
Of course you don't. Right. Next song, I'd like to know in advance, Tony. This is from Hi-Fi Spitfires. What is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Hi-Fi Spitfires Music.
No! MySpace.com/Hi-Fi Spitfires. Oh, I love this.
Oh, come on!
It's probably being Internet 3, Tony 1. This is terrific. I'm going to beat you this week. I'm feeling it in my boots. I'm going to read you a little bit about Hi-Fi Spitfires before we play, anyway, because thank you very much, Mark, and Still Dying, for all of your help with this, because it's a really nice thing you've done. Hi-Fi, yeah, Mark took the time, listeners. Hi-Fi Spitfires are a three-piece punk rock band which was formed in mid-2008 by Steve Strawn, ex-Holy Racket, who we played on the show. Do you remember Tony? We played Holy Racket a couple of times. Red London, with bass player Dean Liddle and drummer Nelly the Lurker Zoll. So he's in that as well. Oh, yeah, he's in that. I've just mentioned that. Quickly recruited, and 11 hours practice later, the band had recorded their first EP, The 11th Hour. The band have mixed influences from early punk bands such as the Sex Pistols, Clash, Slaughter the Dogs and the Boys, to modern punk bands such as US Bombs, Bombshell Rocks, District and Rancid. Interesting that they picked District there. Anyway, let's see whether you agree with them after you've heard this. This is Ride It on the Rooftops. And Tony, that was Hi-Fi Spitfires there. I think we might play some more of them in future weeks. I am going to ask Mark from Still Dying to send us some CDs, actually, because I think these bands are great. And you will recognise the next band we're playing. It may even be a From the Vaults, because I've got a feeling we've played this song before. But anyway, he obviously likes as well. Don't matter. Have you had a chance to look at GoDaddy this week, Tony?
It's been so hectic.
Has it really?
Yeah, it says no, sorry.
Well, Tony, groundbreaking news for GoDaddy this week. Groundbreaking. There's some new codes, some new punky codes. So for those of you thinking of making an online web hosting related transaction, make sure you have a listen to this over the dulcet tones of Chromosomes 3. Our friends GoDaddy.com, essentially they're a web services provider, so when you go on there you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are
sales,
and increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and podcasting. So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves after all. Everything is laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY7, that's
PUNKY7,
into the space provided, you can get an additional 10% off any order not already discounted. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there's now a PUNKY8 code, that's
PUNKY8,
which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over 35 nicker. It's a no-brainer. And why is that, Tony?
Because my clients will be using these new codes.
And there is now a PUNKY9 code, that's
PUNKY9,
which gives you 30% off all .com domains. So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs. So essentially, Tony, it's the same as it was before, but with different numbers.
Right.
Yeah, which is brilliant, because it was a great deal before. It's a great deal now. I'm going to get on with the next song, mate. Okay. I know we raced you through the show this week, but we've got fuck all to say. So we might as well. This, I suspect, is from the vaults. I think we've played this song before. This is the very excellent Misspelt 2.0 in Junk Food Generation. Misspelt 2.0, Tone.
Yeah, nice.
We play them quite a bit. I think they're a fantastic band.
Yeah,
I'm gonna read you out a little bit about them. That's what I'm gonna do.
Okay.
Because they were originally formed in 1998 as the Misspelt. The band recently changed its dynamic with the addition of a fourth member and a new female singer who's lovely. I've added that. To date, the band as Misspelt 2.0 have released the highly acclaimed Junk Food Generation EP, which we got over a year ago. And are setting out on a tour at the end of September and proudly fly the flag for Still Dying. They do as well. Absolutely brilliant band. Make sure you check them out when you can. What do I know is, Tony, what is Misspelt 2.0's MySpace page?
Is it just myspace.com/ the Misspelt?
No, it's myspace.com/Misspelt 2.0, and the right. 2 is the number 2.
Right.
But 0 is Z-E-R-O. So they've also in there, they've actually given you the correct pronunciation of the band there. haven't they? Because they've written it how they want you to say it. Because we didn't know whether it was 2.0 or I didn't anyway, or yeah. whatever. So misspelled 2.0. So that's probably been Internet 4, Tony 1. Now, this is Midnight Configuration. Check out my tongue actually. It's Midnight Configuration, Tony. Wonderful industrial goth Looney Tunes playing underneath us, and thanks to such a great job of the beds. In this section, I would normally have a Darwin Award, or more recently would have been threatening something to review, but I've got fuck all. So, Tone, what I would like you to do on the spot is do a haiku. No, don't worry, I wouldn't ask. Okay. You'd be under immense pressure. What I would like you to do on the spot, let's see how the rebooting works here, is I would like you to tell people about the various ways they can listen to this show.
You can listen to us on pussyskunk.com, which is an internet radio station, broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mostly ska punk and that kind of
stuff.
I think it's hussyskunk.com. We are on 3 times a week, I believe, at different times of day, so check out them. You can also listen to us on Wicked Radio, wickedradio.org, which is a pirate radio station. We broadcast over many different places, and we are on every night. We are on every weeknight, late night, and I think it is old shows in the week, new shows at the weekend.
On reboot radio. Complete.
And we're also on Roach Radio. myspace.com/Roach Radio, which is a talk radio station, but we are on that twice a week. I think it's Thursday, Friday.
Talking when we've got something to fucking say, listeners.
Yeah.
Also, there's all that.
You can subscribe to us at iTunes.
The best thing to do.
Which is the best thing to do, because you can review us.
Bollocks!
So there you go, iTunes.
I just twatted myself. I did the thing when I turned my head round and the headphone hit the mic, and it's probably done some damage to my inner ear or something. I'm sure my malleus incus and stapes, or my mallet, hammer and anvil. Wait, is that the only ones? Malleus incus, stapes, what is something, hammer and anvil, isn't it? I can't remember the other one. The workings of the inner ear, Tony. Is it the inner ear or the middle ear? It's bad anyway when it goes wrong. It's all right while it's working. Very much like Punky Radio.
Yeah.
That is about it, I think, yeah. Or you could get a cup and a really long bit of string from your house to my flat, the Hyman's Lodge, and you would at least hear me talking. If you'd rather listen to Tony, then you could do it likewise and get a cup and a really long bit of string into the heart of Sherwood Forest.
Why would you want to do that, eh? This is to me. It'd be very dumb conversation.
Tony, I think listening to you is very, very interesting. Very interesting indeed.
Thank you very much.
It's like it's a little window into your world. Which of course the cup would be sticking through. So they could actually be going through a window into your world, literally, with two cups and a very long piece of string.
True enough.
I wrote a poem about that, you know. Oh, that's a point, yeah. I like Poetry Corner. We haven't had a poem in a while.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it when you write as poems. I've been revisiting a lot of my old poems on my Facebook statuses, you see. They do confuse, because obviously I'm known on the comedy circuit as being, you know, particularly filthy. And all these poems I wrote when I was 20, when I was still nice. So
have you still got post poetry? Poetry?
Have I still got post poetry?
You have a page for it. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I have, but I really ought to do some stuff on there on MySpace. There are some poems on there. It's myspace.com/poetryofpaul, I think. If you are interested. But I only add women to that page.
Yeah.
Working on the basis that no men want to listen to my shit. I did just think of something to do with string then. I wrote a poem once called Pedantically Scientific.
Sounds good.
It's a very short poem. It says, one day I meandered to myself, how long is a piece of string? 2'6", said my best mate, who was good at measuring. There you go. So, it wasn't great or anything. interesting though, and that was called Pedantically Scientific. Often the titles were better than the phones themselves, as those of you who were witnesses to the one posthumously, I find Frisians to be desirably tamer. And this week's effort, look out for those big grey things. Right, anyway, it's time for the next song, Tone. Seems I've just done a little advert for my poems there, what with us having nothing else there. I've reviewed my own work there.
Nice.
Rebel City Radio, my friend. I'm going to read out about these in advance when I find them. Where are they going to? Rebel City Radio. Where? Oh, now this is a slightly longer write-up, Tone, right?
Okay.
This has come from Still Dying. Thank you very much, Mark, at Still Dying Media. Rebel City Radio marched onto the scene in April 2008 with an onslaught of noise and lyrics that cut like barbed wire. Combining tales of truth, deception, love and hate. So, a night out with Tony.
Mm-hmm.
With live performances full of blistering energy. Oh, not a night out with Tony. Ah. Rebel City Radio are not just marking their territory. Well, that's what Tony does. Ah. They're growling and snarling at anything and anyone that crosses their path, like Tony.
Yep.
After recently being described by Distorted Magazine as a new band that is going to rise up the ranks very quickly, so not alcohol, and by Charlie Harper, UK Subs, as the most energetic live band to play with the UK Subs since Rage Against the Machine, so not Right in Pink either, Rebel City Radio are rapidly building an army of followers and admirers that the Chavs never got. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Rebel City Radio's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Rebel City Radio.
It is. It's Poorly Being Internet 4, Tony 2, and this is Rise Above. Rebel City Radio.
Nice.
What do you think? Good, yeah? It's all good this week, isn't it?
It is.
A proper full-on after we've had a few quirky weeks. And this week isn't quirky. This week is just battering your iPods around the world and MP3 players of a slightly more budget origin, most probably from Taiwan. and hello to our listeners in Taiwan, who are listening on budget MP3 players, no doubt. I think I've got out of that one. This is Project Marv, Tone.
Oh, cool.
Thanks. Such a great job on the beds this week. Have you seen Marv? Seen Marv recently?
No.
He came to our last gig, but that's quite about at least a month ago now, but I haven't heard from him since. I think he's still alright.
I haven't heard from him in a bit. Marv, if you're listening, I hope you're alright and you're getting everything sorted out. I got everything sorted out in Birmingham last week, Tony.
Okay.
I did the Glee Club Friday and Saturday night. I got the train there, and the train was bad. I got the train to King's Cross, I got the train to Finsey Park, right, then I got the underground to Euston, and then I got to Euston, and there was only one train cancelled on Friday, and it was the 1603 Euston to Birmingham, the one I was booked on. Needless to say, I wasn't very happy about signal problems in the Coventry area at that point. However, they did let me get on the next train, but unfortunately they let everyone else who was booked onto the 1603 get onto the next train, which was the 1623 to Wolverhampton. So not only was it extra super double packed, but we had to deal with yam yams. So it was a bit of a nightmare journey, really. Not the journey itself, that was fine. It took the requisite amount of time. It was just, you know, steaming packed and rush houry and the yam yams. So it wasn't great. But I did get to Birmingham. I checked into my hotel, the Holiday Inn, which did have just about the biggest bed I've ever seen in my fucking life, which I was very, very pleased about. It was the kind of bed that if you'd had someone in there with you, you could have lost them over the horizon by morning.
Nice.
And they could still have been in the bed. I was alone, so it felt like I was swimming in a lonely linen ocean.
Oh.
I've just thought of that.
Oh.
Fuck it. I'm quite clearly, the Kid and Blurred is coming out. Kid and Blurred. I'm swimming in the lonely linen ocean. Don't make yourself laugh, Paul. That's not your job. Right. Anyway, I got to the gig on Friday night, and they're great. They're great Birmingham jobbers. All the people there are great. And hello to Debbie, the show manager, who is getting married soon, and she was lovely, and she got us free food and booze all night, and so what a great job we all did. And we all did. I was on with three comics that I may not have spoken about before. Mr. C, who I never worked before. Dave Williams, who we both did some of our first ever gigs with each other, and he hadn't got anywhere either. And Stu Hu, who is 147 years old and still rocks. And it was a tremendous show, absolutely brilliant, in front of about 250 people. The problem that Debbie said, that's been a really great show tonight, I'm really, really pleased, but I'm worried about Saturday. We've got 470 booked in, and there are 15 stag and hen do's. I was thinking, this isn't going to be good. Interestingly, at half time in the show, I went out to have a smirk, and this bloke walked up, introducing himself as Simon Forster. But what he actually said was, "Hi, I'm Simon Forster," and just had the most fantastic radio voice you've ever heard. Just brilliant. And it turns out he's a voiceover, but he's a freelance voiceover agent or some sort of voiceover company like that. And he said he quite liked my voice and was interested in maybe doing some stuff. And I went, "Yeah, I fucking am." And he was there with the breakfast shows of both Galaxy and Heart FM in the crowd, and they both want me to go on as a guest on their show next time in the Birmingham area. So it was a very good night, basically. I had loads and loads of fun. And then this woman called Keely walked up to me and said, "All right, I think you're crap." I always get that in Birmingham. There's always something in Birmingham. Every time I do a gig there, walks up to me and says, "I'm crap." Those words, it's just the way you say, "Crap, you're crap." And then burst out laughing and say, "Not really, mate, you sound all right." Thanks very much. So hello, I said I'd say hello, Keely. Hello, Keely. And then on Saturday, at 1 p.m, Nottingham Forest played host to their sheep-shagging rivals, Derby County, in a truly controversial lunchtime kickoff. We were winning 3-0 at half-time. Then the referee, clearly a sheep-shagger, or certainly a sheep-shagging sympathiser, decided to give every decision their way in the second half. They got two goals back, but despite all of his efforts and giving them 8 minutes, yes, 8 minutes of injury time, when there had not been 8 minutes of injured people, we still walked away the victors 3-2. Then Nathan Tyson did the silly thing, ran into the Derby corner, got the Forest flag out, the Forest corner flag out of the ground, and waved it out. Not a very bright thing to do. Everyone in Nottingham now loves Nathan Tyson, but the rest of the country think he's a bell end. This is the nature of football. Even Robbie Savage thought he was an idiot. And that's saying something. So anyway, what did you do over the weekend, Tom?
Painted my house, or started trying to paint it. Had been a bit of a saga with my house. I've had it rendered, patched up and rendered, and then trying to get it painted, and it's just been a nightmare trying to get it done. Eventually, got my friend to help out on a sunny day, the first Sunday we had in ages, got the paint out, and it just took ages. It's really horrible. It's like painting coral, because it's like a pebble dash effect. So you put a paintbrush on it, and you just paint the very tips. So you have to really spend a long time in a very short area. And a stabbing motion is the best one. And it's just, I've spent 2 days on it. And
Tony, you've managed to get the phrases pebble dashing and stabbing motion into this little vignette.
You're like Tommy Walsh.
I think you should have used a... what you should have used, mate, is a masonry roller with a deep shag.
I think it might use one of those. I don't know if it would cut the mustard or not.
It wouldn't cut the mustard, Tony. You'd need a scythe for that. But it would have painted the outside of your house. If you'd gone in at harvest time into the mustard fields with a masonry roller with a deep shag, I think the farmer would have been, he'd have said something like, "Get off my land and go and get the right equipment, young'un. And bring back a ploughman's lunch." That's what I reckon he'd
have
said.
I should have to give the masonry roller with the deep shag a go.
I strongly recommend it.
Okay, that's excellent. Because I've only done half the wall.
No, that's what I used when I painted the garage in my house. Yeah, it wasn't in the house, the garage or garage. It wasn't a flesh garage, it just had a bike in it. Mm. And rabbits. And that was when I was painting it, and the next door neighbour's daughter leant out the window and said, "Mr." And she never found out my name in however many years that I lived there. Mr. Next Door Neighbour, run for your life, the ants are flying. Anyway, I wasn't expecting to tell you that story. Right, Tom, girl fixer, casualty, condemn me.
Bye.
Girl Fixer, Casualty Condemn Me. Tony, what is Girl Fixer's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Girl Fixer.
No.
Oh.
MySpace.com/Girl Fixer Music. That's probably be the Internet 5, Tony 2. Champion. Anyway, let me tell you about Girl Fixer.
Okay.
Girl Fixer play with a no-nonsense, in-your-face passion and aggressive female vocal sings, screams and shouts over heavy guitar-driven punk rock influenced by bands such as The Distillers, The Bronx and Gallows. Hailing from Nottingham, Girl Fixer are certainly have something fresh and exciting to offer. Straying away from the standard punk rock trends, Girl Fixer's music is littered with catchy rock and roll riffs and rhythmic breakdowns. Having formed late 2006, it has taken Girl Fixer less than 3 years to go from four mates jamming covers in a garage to being one of the East Midlands' most up-and-coming punk bands. So check them out, and the best way to check them out is to go via our MySpace page, myspace.com/punkyradio, or go to Still Dying's MySpace page, which is myspace.com/StillDyingUK.
Excellent.
Or Girl Fixer's page, of course, will save time, and hopefully they'll be in our top friends this week.
Cool. I've heard of them before, but never heard them, so it's cool.
There you go. You have now both heard of them and heard
Excellent.
Them. Excellent. Hey, we got a little message through, didn't we, this week that you forwarded to me. It said this: "Hey fellas, I run the Studs and Punks website and was wondering if there was anything we could do to help each other and do some cross promotion, etc. Take a look when you have a moment, studsandpunks.co.uk. studsandpunks.co.uk. Cheers, Vince." Tony, did you check it out?
I haven't yet, no.
Of course you haven't, because you're a lazy fuck.
Yep.
I have. And it's excellent. Really good. Really good. Up to the minute. I'll tell you what. It's jumped into the hole left by Punkanoi.
Oh, okay. Is that gone now?
So, yeah. So, it's kind of taken over. It's kind of taken over from the huge morass of website that was Punkanoi, in terms of keeping you up on all things punk from around the world, and particularly in the UK. And I haven't signed up to it yet. You need to sign up to get all the details, but do check it out. And they do a podcast as well, which I haven't had a chance to hear, but maybe that'll be my project, to listen to the Studs and Punks podcast and maybe review it next week if I get time. Although I am going to be very busy with the show next week, Tone, because it is going to be the Gasworks Psycho Wreck Fest Psychobilly special that I was there on Sunday. I went up to Bradford from Birmingham. Oh, by the way, the Saturday night in Birmingham was fucking brilliant as well. It was just a fantastic weekend. 470 nutters in a room, all just laughing in the right places. It was just a pleasure to be there. Thank you, Birmingham. Thank you very much.
Cool.
Yeah. So yeah, next week's show, I am going to be very much doing that. We're really just wrapping up a few loose ends here for this last bit, Tony. Thank you very much, Mark and Still Dying, for putting all this together for us. You've made this show bearable, quite frankly. And this week, I am mostly going to be performing in Southern Ireland, my friend.
Oh, very nice.
I'll be in Galway Wednesday night at the Laughter Lounge, and then I'll be at the Laughter Lounge three nights running in Dublin. So if you are around in the Ireland area... Oh, shit! I meant to let Matey Boy from Motor Science Sounds know to come down from Lurgan.
Dublin one.
Maybe it's not too late. I'll get in touch. Yes, and the things, I want to find out what... Oh, shit, I've got loads to do. Yeah, basically, if you know anyone in Ireland, particularly if they're in a band or whatever, let them know. I'll be at large, particularly Thursday, Friday and Saturday night in Dublin, and I'm up for going to see bands after the gig, so do get in touch. PaulieB@punkyradio.com, which is the email for all other things as well, which are not all other things, of course, but it's, if you want to find out about, about how the Eiffel Tower was built, you know, don't email me. In fact, you could... Oh, and... Shit, I'm supposed to give out the... I'm supposed to reveal the winners of the Alien Zoo competition.
Ah.
And I can, in fact, do that. I'll do that now. Because the winner was Eric Arloff, our favourite nurse, which means I'm going to send the thing to fucking Norway.
Ooh.
He said, "Hi, Paul, I got a suggestion." If you remember, the question was, what alien would you like to see in a zoo and why? And Eric sent it in. My pick would be Sting. In his song Englishman in New York from his 1987 album Nothing Like the Sun, he sings, "I'm an alien, I'm a legal alien, I'm an Englishman in New York." I used to have a nostalgic memory of the track as it was on the first CD I ever got back in 1993. But I would very much like to see how Sting would react if we threw him in a cage and fed him bananas and let little kids taunt him for a while. Maybe that would get him down off his high horse. Yours truly, Eric Harloff. How could I turn that down? Eric, congratulations. You've won the Alien Zoo CD, and I'm sorry I completely forgot to read it out. Right then, Tone, last song. Oh, and Eric, you know, don't expect it a lot before Christmas. One last band to play this week, Tone. It's a bit, it's the show, it's been all right, hasn't it?
Yeah.
I would like to thank Mark Still Dying particularly. Now, this last band, they're called Rubella. They look different from the other bands that he said. The other bands all look like punk or grungy types, and Rubella look very much sort of post-punk, sort of suave goth, I'd say. Anyway, why don't I tell you a little bit about them. Formed October 2008 in London, Rubella are girl rock sirens. The band is comprised of Nooch, guitar, vox, James bass and Lisa drum. The girls met each other via Singapore schools, eminently watchable punch-ups, dating agencies and Google searches for Bear Chong, hot and sexy. Bingo, it turns out they knew each other already after all. I tell you what they remind me of a little bit, in the look like a female Godfathers. But then you probably don't remember the Godfather, so that will be lost. Anyway, Tony, what I want to know is, what is Rubella's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Rubella Music.
No, MySpace.com/Rubella.
Bollocks.
It's poorly being, I'm gleeful, poorly being internet sixth. Tony 2, a very thrashing. This is Napalm. So that was Rubella with Napalm there, Tone. And I just think the music this week, it was like, I know that a lot of the bands, or some of the bands, are from in and around Nottingham, but it's obviously Still Dying media do go beyond that.
Yeah.
Rubella being from London, and the first band being from Casper, Wyoming, I think. Is that right? Casper, the front. So we've never got bands from all over the place. Well done. Yeah, whatever I was going to say has gone completely out of my head. So why don't... Oh, yeah, the band in the last bit was Mustang Lightning. Sorry about that. Great job with the beds this week, Tom. Just remind people of what they should be doing.
Communicating with us would be the first thing to do. I need a twat. So please do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. And also, if you have any gigs to promote, maybe you're in a band or you know some gigs in your area you think people should know about, email me, tony@punkyradio.com, for Tony's International Gig Guide.
Cox.
And reviews iTunes.
Please, yeah, that'll be good.
Five stars, five stars only. We'll read them out.
I mean, you can try and put six in if you like, but yeah, I think five is the maximum.
And vote for the podcast, Ali.
It's all coming back to you, isn't it, Tony?
A little bit, yeah. I think that's it. I think.
All right. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A boog.